This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
America back on track. Bill Martinez live.
Governor, you're a great campaigner and you're a great politician. There seems to be a disproportionate personal attack on Mr. Trump, less so on his policies, more on him, the sexism charges, the racism, all this sort of stuff. As a campaigner, what would you recommend? As a strategist, what would you say to him? What message would you give him?
Anthony, what I would do is to just urge him, when he's hit on these personal things, is to just brush it back by saying, you know, when they can't attack what I want to do for America, when they can't find fault with how I'm going to change these trade deals, reform the tax code, when they can't deal with the fact that I'm going to actually defeat ISIS, the only thing they have left is to come after me with these ridiculous personal attacks. And so when Hillary Clinton is attacking me personally, it's because she's got nothing loaded in her gun that would do a thing to change this country and make us great again. That's exactly what I'd tell it. And then forget about it. Don't defend it. Don't explain it. Harlan was right. When you're explaining in politics, you're losing ground.
Well, that's the thing. I mean, you know, the first debate, he was on defense from the get-go. And whether it's explaining the birther issue, explaining his taxes, explaining himself as a businessman, he was just explaining the whole debate instead of actually talking about his economic policies. And I said this last week, Dagan, I just feel like his message is very cohesive and straightforward. Cut taxes, roll back regs. Her message is not. She's got to take him off message to be effective. That's all she's got.
And the thing that I know that Trump supporters have to find frustrating at this point is that he can't get out of his own way.
I got to say, that soundbite there, Scott, you know, if you're Donald Trump, you've got so many advisors, as we were discussing the other day about, you know, the consultants. He's got a lot of consultants, a lot of people giving him different information. I'd be screaming and blowing up by now. You know, when we talked with Ed Conard, you know, a couple years ago, when we were asking, you know, what happened with Mitt Romney. And, of course, Ed knows Mitt really well. They worked together at Blaine Capital. And, you know, so he knows him firsthand. He said, Bill, you know, he had 10 consultants in there. And I go, well, that's the way you create a camel. You know, that doesn't work. You can't have that many voices coming at you. There has to be one, you know, one person, somebody there that you're listening to. You can't be listening to a bunch of different people and trying to homogenize all the different thoughts into one campaign. But what Governor Huckabee shared and what was discussed here is point well taken. And I think this is consistent with what many people are thinking about with Trump, you know, which is like you're cheering him on and understanding at the same time this guy, he's not a politician, he's a businessman. You know, hope upon hope is that, you know, he can, you know, he can turn this around. And he's hurting a lot of feelings. And as we talked with, you know, with Liz Peek earlier, you know, it's resounding around the world. Think you not. I mean, with Brexit and what's happening is the empirical evidence is so sound. This globalistic mindset is killing countries. And the people are saying, hey, enough of this stuff. I mean, to the point that even, you know, its implications are resounding with the IMF, the International Monetary Fund. They're getting nervous. You know, these ruling monetary elites are getting scared because of what Trump understands, and they are resisting, and the mainstream media is misunderstanding and ill-reporting or under-reporting altogether, and people are just freaking out because it's not going to be business as usual here in America. Business as usual that accrued over $20 trillion in debt, that has a president giving away our internet, that has absolutely messed up our national healthcare system, compromised our national security, and on and on. This is what globalism, this is what the Democratic Party has given to us, we the people. This is Bill Martinez. We're live at 5 after.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be the Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, let's do it. Bill Martinez Live, a program about current events, our culture, our values, our politics, and our future. And now, Bill Martinez.
We better stop. Hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going on. Stop. Hey, what's that sound?
Well, hello, America. Back with you. 6 minutes after the top of the hour. It's always great to have you along with us. Hey, I just want to clarify something. I lost my place here when we were talking with John Labutley. Of course, the insiders, the political insiders that he hosts with Pat Caddell and Doug Schoen airs Sunday evenings between 7:30 and 8 p.m. on Fox. So join him there. They do a great job, Pat Caddell, Doug Schoen, and John Labutelier. So I appreciate John, as always, coming on. Matt Briggs, Dr. Matt Briggs is with us, a writer, philosopher, itinerant scientist living on a small but densely populated island in the Atlantic Ocean. He's probably saying and keeping his eyes on Hurricane Matthew right now, which hit landfall here this morning earlier in Haiti. Dr. Briggs earned his PhD from Cornell University in statistics, where he's an adjunct professor. Dr. Briggs, always good to have you with us. How you doing, sir?
Nice to be back. Thanks for having me.
Well, let's talk about these polls. We've been talking about this quite a bit. I always say the polls are a snapshot of what is at that particular moment. But for some reason, I have this sense, Matt, that we're missing something when it comes to Donald Trump. There is something at the grassroots level that is not consistent with polling evidence in the past and models that a lot of these polling institutions would use to give them some sort of outline. I think that Donald Trump is painting outside the lines. What do you say?
I think that's exactly right. This election, it has some analogs from previous elections, but this one is sui generis. I mean, Donald Trump is unlike any other Republican candidate that we've seen, although he has some similarities to Reagan. Back when Reagan ran against Carter for the first time, Reagan was painted as this dangerous cowboy with his finger on the nuclear button, the same kind of thing you're saying about Trump and everything. And the performance in the polls with Reagan, he was down against Carter, down about 4 points, same thing that Trump is down right now. But there was quite a lot of people back then, as now, who were shy about expressing their support for Reagan, because all the elites, both on both sides, the Republicans and Democrats, then as now, were against Reagan. Back then, they had John Anderson, who was a Republican candidate who split from the party to run as a third-party candidate. And now we have Gary Johnson, who's not quite the same as an ex-Republican, but he's drawing some votes from Trump and drawing perhaps many more
from Hillary.
From Hillary.
Right.
That in New Mexico, they had a poll out the other day. Gary Johnson had like 24%.
Wow.
Which is huge.
Yes.
And there are some scenarios that could throw all the election in a complete morass, such that no candidate gets the required 270 votes. But there has to be some kind of shy Trump phenomena going on here. So these polls are very difficult. They come and they ask people, are you going to vote? Are you a likely voter? Well, that's a tricky question to ask in an election where a lot of people who haven't voted before are going to vote, if we can go by the primaries, a lot of people who just never paid attention ran out to the polls and voted for Trump. The Republican turnout was huge compared to the Democrat turnout.
And it's quite the groundswell here that is going on. But, you know, we saw it happen in Europe with Brexit. Even this morning I'm reading about the IMF, International Monetary Fund, Dr. Briggs. They're freaking out right now. They see the wave and the momentum that's building up. It's a groundswell that they sense that their cushy jobs and their elitist theories are going out the window here.
That's exactly right. Perfect point to make, because with Brexit, you know, the voters, the elite there, again, both sides of the aisle, whether they were a Tory or they were Labour, they said, we better remain, otherwise the apocalypse is upon us.
Mm-hmm.
And the polls, right up to the very end with Brexit, had Remain ahead at like 6 points. And, of course, it was the exact opposite. It was reverse for Leave in the actual vote. And this sort of nationalism or right-wing populism, if you like, is increasing. Just yesterday, for instance, Hungary had a referendum to vote against mandatory quotas for so-called refugees, and they won by 95% to 98%, depending on which count you're looking at.
Right.
This is an enormous number.
Exactly.
And, we're not catching these trends. For instance, they had a regular poll that came out yesterday, I think it was, or the day before, that showed Hillary Clinton gaining a lead in Colorado, one of these important states, which is sort of up in the mix because of her performance, they say, in the last debate. However, yesterday, Trump had a rally in Colorado where he had 10,000 people. And again, he had to turn away people at the gates because there were too many trying to get in. So we're not, these polls, some polls are, you know, you can go look at, like, California or New York, where Hillary is ahead 20, 25 points. Okay, yeah, Trump's not going to win in California or New York if there's a shy Trump voter phenomenon.
California is all out of water, but they got plenty of progressive grape juice that they're thinking on over there, so that's why it's tilted.
That's exactly right. There's, you know, the polls, I have some validity to them. There's no question, but we have to be careful to understand what a poll is. A poll, like you said at the beginning, is sort of a snapshot, and it's a snapshot of a particular kind of people. It's not necessarily representative of an entire state or of an entire country. It's representative of the people they were able to contact.
Exactly.
And the people who were able to tell them the truth. Not everybody is telling the truth to pollsters anymore. Media Trust, they had another poll that just came out after the debate. 60-some percent distrust the media and say, whatever side they're on, they're partisan. And and you have to wonder, what's wrong with the other 30-some percent? Why aren't they agreeing with that, too? Because the evidence for media partisanship seems overwhelming.
Exactly. Well, Matt, you touched on something here that I think has some merit. Let me run this by you, see what you think. And that is that, political correctness has kind of set this whole situation up a little bit. I mean, we've been so conditioned not to be offensive, to stay in this political correctness kind of zone. And so people aren't going to, you know, they're not going to talk about their politics, because unless you agree with the status quo, you're going to be in for a fight. And so in the name of political correctness, people are, you know, sitting on their vote and they're not saying much. Do you think that, you know, contributes to what we're seeing?
Absolutely does. It absolutely does. I'll give you just a personal anecdote, and there's absolutely nothing wrong with the anecdotal information. A lot of my family is from the Detroit area, union members and so forth, lifelong Democrats for the most part, all pro-Trump.
Yes.
And for the same reasons you mentioned, they're getting sick of the constant political correctness that's out there. It was, after all, the refusal of the Republican elite to speak out and fight back against all this political correctness for so many years, because they were scared of being called a racist or a homophobe or Islamophobe or any of that basket of deplorable stuff
Hillary
painted them with.
Exactly.
That the alt-right has risen up. Now, you like them or you hate them, and some of them, you know, they're not all lovable necessarily, but it's a natural reaction to, you know, the politicians sitting on their thumbs and not doing anything.
Exactly.
So a lot of people who were Democrats are going to be switching their vote because they don't see Trump as a Republican. They see him as somebody willing to speak out against this nonsense.
And champion the general cause for us. Dr. Matt Briggs has been with us, a writer, philosopher, itinerant scientist living on a small but densely populated island in the Atlantic Ocean.
Started at Bunko Night. A little tickle my throat, says Sandra. Then comes Colin barking like a seal. That cough, that's the flu. And then it spreads to Edna, to Wiley, to Marjorie. But when it comes to your door, you won't be answering because you got your flu shot at Rite Aid, where they care about you and your health. So while they're seeing doctors and sweating through fevers, you'll be teaching your granddaughter the two-deck shuffle. Shield yourself at Rite Aid before it's too late. If you're over 65, the CDC recommends flu and pneumonia shots. No appointments necessary, and they're free with Medicare Part B. Rite Aid. With us, it's personal. Flu vaccines available while supplies last. Age restrictions apply in some states. See pharmacy for details.
When man stops believing in God, he'll believe in anything. Torchbearer follows the Duck Commander Phil Robertson as he argues the absurdity of life without God.
Human civilization's best chance of survival is to anchor itself in the God of creation. God created man and woman in his image. We are image bearers of God.
Torchbearer. This film is not yet rated. In select theaters October 7th. More information is available at torchbearermovie.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson of the Genesis Communications Network. Over the 30-plus years I've been in finance, I can see that the world economy is now at a critical point. Unlimited money creation and runaway debt could trigger a collapse of the financial system. It's imperative that you protect yourself in case of hyperinflation or even deflation. Investment Rarities has put together a survival bag of 200 silver quarters. These 90% silver quarters are dated 1964 and earlier. Each quarter is worth almost $5. If a quarter has already reached $5, the trend is obviously on your side. These survival bags sell for $8.95 delivered. Call 800-328-1860 to order today. Not only can these quarters be used for barter in a brief period of hyperinflation, they have the potential to appreciate 5 to 10 times. Call 800-328-1860. Get one for each member of your family. Call 800-328-1860. That's 800-328-1860.
Worried about lead, fluoride, and other contaminants in your drinking water? Get a ProPure with the Pro1G 2.0 cleanable reusable filter and remove up to 200 contaminants. Drink water the way nature meant it to be. Clean, crisp, and refreshing. See the complete line of ProPure products, including the new ProMax shower filter. There's a ProPure for you. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer for details or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your two-month supply, call now, toll-free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Your program, your calls, your opinions. Bill Martinez, live.
If you'll be my bodyguard, I can be your long lost pal. I can call you Betty, and Betty, when you call me, you call me out.
Join us online at
BillMartinezLive.com.
Hey, welcome back, America, whether it's online or any one of the 280 affiliates we have for you. Thank you for joining in. Of course, we're around the world, too, via shortwave, too. So we thank our affiliate, WWCR, out of Nashville, Tennessee, transmitting us all over the world via shortwave. You know, October is Goodwill's highest sales month, higher than December, believe it or not. Millions of people have shopped at Goodwill's more than 3,200 stores to find fashionable and unique Halloween costumes on a budget. Did you know that? Goodwill is a trusted Halloween do-it-yourself expert, and their people have been shopping at Goodwill to create Halloween costumes for many years, long before it was trendy. Now, why spend a lot of money on a costume someone else might have when people can find one-of-a-kind costumes for much less? Just takes a little bit of creativity, that's all it is, and imagination. Well, with us right now to tell us more is Yvette Rios, a lifestyle expert and TV personality, and we're going to be talking about building a fabulous costume and celebrate Halloween on a budget, and we'll also take a look at the Halloween trends for 2016. Yvette, welcome to Bill Martinez Live. How are you?
Great. Thank you so much for having me.
Hey, great to have you here. I mean, some great ideas. I know people have been doing this. My daughter's been doing this for a long time. You know, when it came, to costumes, go check out Goodwill. And some people may not think that that's, immediately, when you say, hey, check out Goodwill, they think about it for a moment. You know, that really makes a lot of sense, doesn't it?
It sure does. You know, I think, we, as you mentioned, October is our biggest sales month. You know, we are a Halloween authority. This is the third year
Amazing.
That we conducted a national Halloween poll. And we're finding that 57% of Americans really want to create a DIY Halloween costume this year.
Mm-hmm.
And so that's up from last year. So it's a really big trend. People want to get creative and do something different.
What are the types of costumes we can look forward to seeing knocking at our front door?
Well, you know, there's lots of classics that are going to be making a comeback this year. So the witches, the pirates, the vampires. But we're also finding that zombies are super popular this year.
Mm-hmm.
Men love zombies. It's their number two favorite costume.
Wow.
And it's easy to create a zombie because you can kind of be a zombie anything. You can be, a zombie garbage man. You can be a zombie tax accountant. You know, you can just kind of zombify just about any outfit. So it's a great last-minute costume.
Does Halloween kind of give us a chance to kind of break the political correct barriers just a little bit and kind of be, just a bit satirical? Is that all right to say?
Oh, I 100% agree. I think Halloween is a great time to really think outside of the box, to do something, maybe become your alter ego, say what you've always wanted to say, do what you've always wanted to do. And I think that's the great thing about it is it's such a liberating holiday that way that you can really have fun. And most people, we found that tons of people prefer humorous, funny, silly costumes over serious ones. So
of course,
it's always a good idea to have a little fun with your costume.
Well, speaking of political correctness, and of course, we're in a political season. I got to imagine the political costumes are going to abound very much so.
Oh, 100%. I mean, it's really going to be a very fun costume season with all of the political fodder we've been able to, use to create our costumes. But you know what? Funny enough, we found 51% of people say, although it's a great idea, be careful with your political costumes because you could upset people. So
exactly,
51% of people say, like, maybe don't go there just to keep things, kosher.
Exactly. What I also like is the trend toward group costumes. Some of the clever ideas that these people come up with, whether it's to parties or, door to door with group costumes is pretty terrific.
Yeah, well, group costumes are becoming very, very popular, and there's lots of inspiration for those. People are creating group costumes around movies, Star Wars, Star Trek, the Ghostbusters movie, but also, also things that are in pop culture. I've seen lots of, ketchups and mustards and lots of, salt and peppers and fun costumes,
right.
Things that you normally, see around you every day. So, it's really fun to take what's out there in the news and in the public kind of consciousness and use that to pull a costume together for.
Well, Halloween this year is going to be on a Monday, as we know, so it looks like we've got a fair percentage of adults who are going to be attending Halloween parties this year. What are we looking at there, Yvette?
Yeah, well, it's really interesting. Millennials are sort of the the people to watch now, and they are saying that, you know, people ages 18 to 35, you know, they like to have fun, that 30% of them, 30% of them plan to go to a Halloween party, and 35% of them are saying that they're going to dress up. So we're finding with this younger generation that they're kind of, you know, keeping Halloween alive. They're really getting into it. And as they get older, I think it's just going to grow because it really is such a fun, holiday. And, and I think it's something that, you know, that we're seeing a lot more interest in.
Of course. And you got to love the Kardashian effect with these kids too, because I mean, in the old days, I was lucky to come up with one costume. I mean, these kids have a costume for, you know, every aspect. We got one for work. We got one for the party. We got
it's
one to
so
go to,
true.
You know, it is amazing, huh?
I love that you call it the Kardashian effect. Yeah, I think it's funny because I think that people, you know, they know their audience. You know what I mean? So they know they can get away with the Trump costume at the party that they go to that night, but maybe at work they just want to show up and be, you know, I don't know, a princess or, you know, a witch or something. So it's kind of important to know who you're speaking to, know who you're going to be around, and choose your costume accordingly. But also, you know, you don't have to. You're not going out and buying full fledged costumes. You're finding stuff at your local Goodwill and repurposing that stuff to create your costume. So in theory, you might be able to use this stuff again. So you can kind of get a lot more uses out of thrift store items than you would necessarily buying a one off costume.
Yeah, I know. My wife lived in a Tinkerbell outfit forever. And she could still wear it, you know, and she gave, it was a cute little, you know, cute little deal, you know. I kept thinking if I could find a wire around the house to just let her, you know, swing on, that would be fun,
that would,
you know.
Be awesome.
I'm just saying, did I say that out loud? I thought I was just thinking it. I'm sorry. I didn't mean to get too personal here. But, you know, the thing is amazing, Yvette, is the creativity, as we touched on, of some people. I mean, it's real easy for them to come up with ideas, but what about the people that go, you know, kind of a knucklehead, you know, kind of like me. And not sure what to come up with. What would you suggest for people like us?
Oh, for sure. Well, I mean, Pinterest, if you're not familiar with the site, is just an incredible treasure trove of phenomenally creative ideas. You can just go to the Pinterest.com and you can search for, you know, vampire or ghost or what, you know, whatever costume. You can search for mommy and baby costume and you'll see thousands and thousands of options. But we also, you know, on the Goodwill side have a site that's goodwill.org/Halloween. And there we've put together tons of inspiration, you know, stuff that we've gotten from our shoppers, stuff that we've created ourselves to kind of get your creative juices flowing. And then we have a YouTube channel also that has a bunch of tutorials on, you know, how to create a pirate costume and turn a regular white button-down shirt into a pirate's, you know, shirt.
Arr,
like that.
You gotta have that. Yeah, you gotta have the pirate shirt. Yeah.
Oh, you do need that. Who doesn't? You should have one just in your wardrobe. Just
exactly.
For instances like that. But the website is youtube.com/goodwillintl, which stands for international.
Well, when we talk about Halloween parties this year, it's going to be Monday. What are some of your ideas for easy and budget-friendly Halloween decor?
Yeah, well, I mean, a lot of us are hosting parties either before trick-or-treating or after, or if it's just adults hosting adult parties. So one of the things that I like to do is really focus on the front of the house, especially if you've got trick-or-treaters coming. So I love the LED light kits that just kind of project light onto the front of the house, and you can change the colors of those. Those are affordable, and you can roll them over from Halloween to Thanksgiving to Christmas and even into New Year's. So I love things like that.
Great ideas.
It's important, right? It's been so easy.
Yeah, exactly. Well,
I love, like, go ahead, I'm sorry.
Well, I was just going to say, because we're coming down to about the last 20 seconds here, Yvette, and you know how timing goes. You know, Goodwill's been good for the community. They've done such a great job and great ideas here. Remind everybody where they can go for more information. Got 5 seconds.
For sure. You can go to goodwill.org/Halloween.
Yvette Rios on Bill Martinez Live. Thank you, Yvette. Take care.
This report is brought to you by Fleischmann's Simply Homemade. With families busier than ever, finding time to cook homemade meals can seem daunting. Here to share some tips, Aisha Curry, author of the cookbook The Seasoned Life.
As a working wife and mother, I'm always on the go and strive to find balance. I always have the staples on hand to whip up a delicious meal on the fly. One of my go-tos is Fleischmann's Simply Homemade Cornbread. It's made with the same high-quality, real simple ingredients that you'd find in your own pantry or fridge. It contains no artificial ingredients or preservatives. I love the delicious scratch-made taste, and the best part is, no one can tell that it came from a box.
If you love homemade cornbreads and muffins, but are short on time, turn to Fleischmann's Simply Homemade premium line of baking mixes to deliver scratch-made taste each and every time. For more information, visit facebook.com/simplyhomemademix. That's facebook.com/simplyhomemademix.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
Send your emails direct.
I want the truth! You can't handle the truth!
Ladies and gentlemen,
NSA free to
gentlemen.
Bill at BillMartinezLive.com.
Hey, thank you so much for getting involved in the conversation, ladies and gentlemen. This is a, a politically correct free zone. No need to get, all hampered over the stuff of political correctness. I mean, let's face it, this is what has retarded the whole process and compromised our First Amendment right to free speech. But like with any right, it comes with responsibility. But, we have to be vigilant because there are forces out there that want to continue to minimize and limit, if not even absolutely eliminate, our various rights that are endowed by our Creator and just by the basis of our Constitution as well. They continue to push forward. This is what progressives do. This has not been something that has just happened over, the last 50 or so years. Dare I say that the movement has been picking up steam ever since the mid-1800s, and they took over our education systems at the turn of the century as we went into the 1900s. And it has fared very well for them. And while we were sleeping and while we were shrugging, here it is. And this is where we find ourselves today, where America is off track. 7 out of 10 of us agree that we are on the wrong track. And I say, okay, so what are we going to do about it? There's been a call for leadership. There's been a leadership vacuum that existed. I mean, look what has happened here in the last 8 years. Are we better off? I mean, to even consider asking that question, it's so rhetorical because we know that so much of America is in pain, regardless of what, the media and what, this administration would lead us to believe. Unemployment numbers that constantly get presented, and then the next month we find out, well, it's not exactly, those kind of jobs numbers and things like that. ISIS is a JV team, that we could keep our doctors and our insurance if that's what we want. I mean, the lies keep mounting up. I mean, this plausible deniability from this president that he knew nothing of Hillary Clinton's private email, but yet he was sending emails to her on her private email under a pseudonym. So, I mean, what is going on here? I mean, America, do you feel like, one of those mushrooms, kept in the dark and fed, you know what? I mean, we've been worked here time and time again. And this is the sentiment, not only that we're feeling here in America, that's been felt and realized in Europe as well. This is why Brexit, this is why you have this upheaval that is coming against these established, one-time established institutions. Even the IMF, I mean, they're freaking out because they see what's going on. They see the writing on the wall. They see it as some, major apocalypse, The slaves have awoken. They found the keys to the gate and they're setting themselves free. The minions are revolting. What are they going to do about it? Well, knowledge is power, ladies and gentlemen, and that's where it begins. And speaking of which, a bit disappointed so far here. We'll see what happens regarding Julian Assange's wee hours appearance. Of course, he said, hey, there's going to be an October surprise. They called it Wiki Week. That it was a rather weak announcement, but he says, hang on, there's more. It is coming. It's just around the corner. So we'll see how that plays out. Reports also that Hurricane Matthew has made landfall in Haiti. It is, it could be devastating there for Haiti. And here's Haiti still recovering, for what happened in 2010. And of course, the misery that took place, the money that was supposed to be given on their behalf and to help them out of the devastation that happened to their country previously. And, let's look to the Clinton Foundation and how they generated lots of income and lots of money that was supposed to be earmarked for Haiti. And somehow it ends up in the Clinton Foundation. All right. Now, you may say that isn't necessarily a smoking gun. Some characterize that as a smoking cannon. But this is just one of the many stories in this naked city when it comes to the Clinton Foundation and the global initiative. She would insist that they've done a lot of good work. Well, you can insist all you want, but I don't see the empirical evidence of good work in much the same way that I don't see empirical evidence that we are just so much better off with you being Secretary of State. Look what's happened to this country. Look what happened with this administration, whether it's Russia. Now they've broken off negotiations with Russia. The reset, what's happened in Syria, the Middle East. Russia continues to, interject themselves into the Middle East and increase their footprint and influence as Barack Obama has pushed back and, just again released additional assets that were once controlled by the United States have now been turned over. And as we know, a vacuum cannot exist. And as if that's not enough, as he's heading to the exit and going into his next life, whatever that may be, he gives away a multi-trillion dollar asset that belonged to we the people. I mean, who gave him the right to relinquish the power and authority of the internet, and to what gain? What did America gain from this? Again, America, you've got to say something. You cannot just sit there and let your country be dismantled and given away one piece at a time. This is again why I believe Donald Trump is resonating in spite of whatever they want to talk about is tax codes, Miss Universe, the reality of what we're faced with high unemployment numbers. And, they try to insist that these people have given up looking. Well, nobody gives up looking because you can't give up eating. You still need to provide for yourself and your family. All that happens is people have decided to create a, kind of a shadow labor force that's operating under the radar. They're not part of the system anymore. They're working under the table. They're working tax-free. Of course, they're paying taxes when they consume items, but they're doing whatever they can to survive. And I understand that. We've all been there. And you'll do whatever you can do to survive. But this government and its economic policies are not helping us. It's just putting us deeper in debt, as the old song would go. And, a song from the 50s when I was growing up, probably been in the latter 40s with Tennessee Ernie Ford, that I owe my soul to the company store. And what we've done is we've exchanged the company store to the government. That's who we owe our souls to. We've allowed them to take our government that is a government of, for, and by we the people, and look what they've done to it. You know, they've absolutely decimated this government, because you have to understand what our founding fathers put together for us. Yes, it's a shining light on the hill, as Ronald Reagan said, but the other part of that is that it is an irritating shining light on the hill. It's a magnet on one hand, but it's also something that other despots and other leaders around the country are jealous of, and that shining light has become a target, and we are targeted, and they're finding ways to take us down. Now, you imagine, as Dinesh D'Souza had presented in his documentary, what if America was out of the way? What would happen? Who would take over? When you see China, you know, beating its chest and, you know, building up a military island, you know, spreading out its tentacles of influence there in the Pacific. What about North Korea? What about ISIS? With all the penetration that they've made, not just in the Middle East, but around the world and in South America. It is astounding. So you take America out, and they get to have their way. And it will be, it could be most incredible and devastating, you know, to forget about America, just the rest of the world, without having the consciousness, without having the compassion and mercy that this country represents. So, yes, we are that shining light, but that shining light is a target for people to come after us. And just, I think you're fooling yourself if you think that this is all an existential threat. It has always been an existential threat, but now it is here domestic, because while we were asleep, while we were busy trying to survive and help our families get through this rough economy, we have had a rather deleterious administration and political force, you know, continue to grow and think that they could hand over the assets of our country and leave us vulnerable. This is where we are today, America. You've got to wake up and see it for what it is. The threat is no longer across the waters. It is here in our neighborhoods, our very zip codes. But you got to take a stand if we're going to get this country back in control and get it back in track. This is Bill Martinez. We're live at 19 before the top of the hour right now.
Are the answers to your present and future hidden in your past? Akashic readings help you learn to unlock the answers for love, finances, weight loss, self-esteem, confusion, grief and loss, and more. Akashic email readings by Dr. Kelly Maroon, Ph.D. are specially priced right now. Learn more at Dr. Kelly Maroon's website, akashicuniversal.com, spelled AKASHICUniversal.com. Change your life today. Become one with your true path with intention on purpose. Visit akashicuniversal.com.
It started at Bunko Night. A little tickle my throat, says Sandra. Then comes Colin barking like a seal. That cough, that's the flu. And then it spreads to Edna, to Wiley, to Marjorie. But when it comes to your door, you won't be answering because you got your flu shot at Rite Aid, where they care about you and your health. So while they're seeing doctors and sweating through fevers, you'll be teaching your granddaughter the two-deck shuffle. Shield yourself at Rite Aid before it's too late. If you're over 65, the CDC recommends flu and pneumonia shots. No appointments necessary, and they're free with Medicare Part B. Rite Aid. With us, it's personal. Flu vaccines available while supplies last. Age restrictions apply in some states. See pharmacy for details.
Having a place to go after school will make you a better student. Having an outlet to express yourself will make you a better artist. Having something to do together will make you a better family. At The Y, we're helping build better friends, listeners, writers, swimmers, scientists, and musicians, one chance at a time. Get the gift of opportunity. Donate to The Y at ymca.net/give. The Y, for a better us.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
Are you one of the 70% of Americans that want to own your own business, afraid to leave the security of your current job to pursue your dreams? I'm Pharmacist Keith. Dr. Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, and myself want to show you a low-cost way to create your own business, working around your current job schedule, creating extra income for you and your family by joining his crusade, spreading his message of better health. To learn more, visit radio.recordedvideo.com, radio.recordedvideo.com. That's radio.recordedvideo.com.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-954-9674. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-954-9674. That's 1-800-954-9674. 1-800-954-9674.
There is an affordable alternative to the high cost of healthcare that offers freedom from insurance while providing compliance with the Obamacare individual mandate. Imagine having access to quality, affordable healthcare that allows you the freedom to choose your doctor and hospital. Members can share up to 100% of necessary medical expenses, including some alternative treatments. Find out how you and your family can contain healthcare costs without giving up your freedom. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Getting America back on track. Bill Martinez live.
Girls hit you, hallelujah. Girls hit you, hallelujah. Girls hit you, hallelujah. Cause Uptown Funk don't give it to you. Cause Uptown Funk don't give it to you. Just watch. Don't believe me, 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 just watch.
Uptown funk you up kind of music, huh? A little Bruno Mars, why not? Early in the morning music to get you up and going. Just about 14 minutes before the top of the hour. Welcome back, America. I'm Bill Martinez. Good to have you along with us as we get through this together, as we continue to deliver the kind of information that you need, because knowledge is power, and we bring on the experts to give us the facts as best we know how, so that we can make, reasonable choices here. Let's realize that if we're going to make a choice, let's make it outside of emotions. I mean, as we said before, in the absence of fact, opinion rules. We got plenty of opinion flying around, but we need to really, if we're going to get this country back on track, we need to be a lot more sensitive to two things, the facts and the truth, okay? We've let go of the truth, and I believe this is one of the reasons, one of the major reasons why we find ourselves so disconnected, from reality, and we see ourselves going, wait, what happened to our country? Why are we in the morass of confusion that we're in right now? And that's what happens when you let go of the truth. You become confused. Your mind, your thoughts are darkened. And this is the condition of America today. So if you want to get out of the dark, then we have to pursue the truth. And this is why you have a growing frustration with the mainstream media, because we've looked to the mainstream media to be bastions of truth, to be the voices of reason for us, and they have abandoned us. sadly. And, you know, and this is why people are looking at other places to get the information that they need. And in the midst of that, we are committed to doing what we can to give you the facts and the truth as best we know how, so that you know what choices to make. And, you know, but clearly what has been happening, you know, in this world, I mean, it's in our country. I mean, it is rather dangerous. I mean, this is happening to us, and this is this groundswell, as we were talking with earlier with one of our guests, that has occurred, that is being mismeasured here by the mainstream media, in talking with Dr. Matt Briggs, who understands polling, who understands these kinds of numbers, and realizes that, and is warning us that the calculus that the mainstream media is using is underserving us. They are missing. You know, Kellyanne Conway, the campaign manager, you know, for Donald Trump, you know, talked about it, and the media kind of laughed at her and said, "Well, what do you mean? You know, this kind of these shadow voters that are there, these underreported voters." They thought maybe she was, you know, smoking something, so to speak. But she's right on. You know, they're not measuring it, and it's not being accounted for. And, you know, the difference will be, and the only reason that you have to say this sort of thing is because, you know, polls can have their influence, as we saw what happened with Bernie Sanders and one Hillary Clinton. You know, what the AP did in saying, oh, all of a sudden, you know, we counted the numbers and she's got all the numbers she needs. So the primaries are over. And they said this 2 days before the final primary, which involved, you know, California and several other states' primaries, just kind of, you know, rendered it useless. And Bernie Sanders, of course, got absolutely clobbered. He was looking at maybe a 1% differential in California, ended up losing by, I think, 13, 14 points because the AP interjecting themselves. But, you know, this is the problem. You know, it's like suddenly it's okay. They can report these things. And where I remember in the old days that, you know, the good old days, I guess, is that you couldn't report these things because it would have a prejudice on people's, you know, desire to vote, to participate in the voting process. It would unfairly influence. And if it went the other way, if it was against Hillary Clinton and company, you got to believe they would be shouting to the rooftops over this. But, you know, as we realized from the emails that Julian Assange gave us, hey, this thing's rigged. You know, the Democratic Party got totally rigged and worked. And, you know, what can Bernie Sanders say now to be any bit of a credible voice? You know, he's not about to champion the rigging of it, which is a disappointment to millennials who were following him. Because what millennials, you know, feel in, at their very heart is they want to know what's fair. They feel like there is a sense of grave unfairness that has entered our political dialogue and, you know, the political process. And they're exactly right. There, and this has been going on for a long time, and you can strip it down, whether it has to do with Citizens United and these big companies having a greater say, that their big dollars of donation have a greater say than we the people, that we are just, you know, we're just there to cast our vote once every 4 years and to go along to get along. And thank God that we have these elites, the Hillary Clintons and all these career politicians, that we have them working for us. So you think working for us, they're working us. They're not working for us. This is a self-serving situation. This is why I firmly believe in term limits, because the temptations of career politicians and everything that goes along with it, the greed, the scandals, you know, it's laced with it. I mean, you know, listen to what's not being said in the midst of all these scandals regarding the Clinton Foundation, Bill and Hillary. I mean, a lot of people are really quiet. And so listen to what's not being said. That's quite telling to give you an indication of how bad it must be. You know, right now the focus is on Hillary Clinton because of Peter Schweizer's book. Oh, yeah, she's running for president, that she's been nominated in the midst of all these scandals. You know, but this is what's happening. And so you have to consider not only what's being said, how it's being said, but also what's not being said and who's not talking here. You know, is this the tip of the iceberg? Because what we have found time and again historically is that it's kind of the status quo. This is business as usual. When Peter Schweizer talked about the insider trading that was going on, hey, everybody did it. And on top of that, it was acceptable. According to the Congressional Ethics Committee, they said, yeah, it's fine. It's okay. You have insider trading. Anybody else would end up in jail. You know, we the people, the minions here, you know, we'd end up in jail. But no, not them. You know, they're congratulated. They feel like it's all part of the spoils that belong to them because they so service. They so super service that the $180,000 they get a year is not enough. All the other benefits, the retirement, you know, program that they end up with, is, which is nothing, nothing like like what we could expect in our business relationships, but they're golden parachuted out. It is absolutely incredible and amazing, you know, what they're able to get away with. And, you know, and I think America is starting to wake up to that and realize, gosh, you know, we'd love to have that deal. And they get it, and it's no harm, no foul. And they keep on getting it until we finally say enough is enough. But to have these, you know, career politicians, I mean, how is that serving us? You know, are we better off as a result of career politicians? Are we better off to get back into, you know, citizen, you know, politicians who come in for a while that, that come in for a while, they, you know, take advantage of the process, take advantage of us. And this is not, I mean, this is a broad, ugly brush to be painted with. And especially when you got senators and congressmen and people in government who go there for all the right reasons and are fighting against this, and they see it, and it's frustrating for them. And the thing is that, you know, you've got to somehow find a way to choke down the ugly taste of it all in order to get along and maybe try to affect something. I don't even know why somebody would want to go and deal with this, because the paradigm, the bureaucracy is so well established. I mean, for Donald Trump to want to leave, and I would say the comforts by comparison of his own company and people that he likes to work with, his family, and want to go work on behalf of we the people, I mean, it says a lot about the man that he's willing to step out of his comfort zone and feel like he's the one to be the answer. And God bless him. God bless him for wanting to take this on, because this is a huge problem. I mean, this is, you know, got to be, in some respects, like a doctor who opens up a patient's body and realizes that he's dealing with cancer, but then realizes that it has metastasized beyond what they expected. And what do? You know, for some, they choose, they say, hey, there's no hope. You just sew them up and move on here. But this is incredibly, incredibly disturbing and challenging the America that we live with today. But I still have faith. I have faith in we the people. I have faith in the citizenry that is willing to take on the good fight, to do something about this, to get this country back on track. And this is why we say it's an all hands kind of on deck kind of thing. We need all hands on deck to come against this movement and this mindset that has permeated our government. We are a great country, and we have great people that make up this country. But we need to take our politics, we need to take our government back in control and back in the proper place that it needs to be. And that is serving we the people. It is a government of, for, and by we the people.
Attention, investors saving for retirement. What if you could store your IRA or 401k where you can see, touch, and hold it in your hands in the form of physical gold and silver coins? You know you can't do that with your stocks. With the Augusta Gold and Silver IRA, you can transfer retirement savings into physical coins and store them where you can actually hold them in your hands, where you can get your gold fast in a disaster. Augusta Precious Metals offers free shipping, zero management fees, and Augusta pays all upfront costs. Getting started is absolutely free, so call today, 855-222-5857. Rated A+ with the Better Business Bureau, Augusta Precious Metals enjoys a 98% 5-star customer satisfaction rating with TrustLink.org. Trust Augusta. Call toll-free, 855-222-5857 now for your free guide to Augusta Gold IRAs. Call 855-222-5857. That's 855-222-5857.
Creed, non-attorney spokesperson.